Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Obanda.
Hi.
Ciao. Nice to meet you. I'm Cristina.
Nice to meet you, Cristina. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
My name is Johansen Obanda, and I am community manager for Africa Archive. And my role includes coordinating volunteers and keeping in touch with the stakeholders at Africa Archive.
And can we explain, what does Africa Archive do? What do you do?
It's a community-led archive for African research communication, and we provide a non-profit platform for African scientists to upload their working papers, preprints, accepted manuscripts, and published papers. We also provide options to link data encode and for article versioning. Africa Archive is dedicated to speeding and opening up research and collaboration among African scientists and helping to build the future of scholarly communication. Africa Archive ni bure, chanzo wazi na jadala la dijitali inayoongozwa na jamii kwa utafiti wa Kiafrika. Tunatoa jukwaa lisilokuwa la faida kwa wasayansi wa Afrika kupakia karatasi zao za kufanya kazi, maandishi ya mapema, hati za maandishi zilizokubaliwa na karatasi zilizochapishwa. Sisi pia hutoa chaguzi za kuunganisha data za kanuni na kwa toleo la nakala. Africa Archive imejitolea kufanya haraka na kufungua utafiti na kushirikiana kati ya wanasayansi wa Kiafrika na kusaidia kujenga mustakabali wa mawasiliano ya wasomi.
Why there is the need for an organization like Africa Archive? What's the deal? Why do African researchers need something specific to support their research?
Africa Archive is important, and it is important as a preprint repository so that it can make African research more visible and also to disseminate African knowledge and to enable research exchange inside the continent and to foster cross-continental collaboration.
What does preprint repository mean?
A repository is an online archive, mm-hmm. So containing works or data associated with various scholarly papers that are not yet peer-reviewed.
Okay, so usually a researcher writes a paper, and this paper then is submitted to other researchers and other people who are knowledgeable in the field, and they do the peer review. And after this peer review is positive, then the article is published. I guess this is a bit the process. And this
yes.
is not as smooth or as simple for African researchers. Or what are the obstacles
yes.
to follow the mainstream path?
The obstacles would be institutional funding most of the time. If the institution is not able to fund the publishing of a paper, and also not many papers get published, and still there is a lot of ideas among the researchers that don't have the papers published. So preprint repository helps to still make the research visible. So the major hurdle, I think, is the acceptance rate of publications or of submissions from African researchers to the maybe prestigious journals.
What do you think are the reasons for that?
Western countries or Asia or maybe developed countries have better funding for research and therefore are able to come up with better papers or papers that are really needed compared to African scientists or researchers who might be less funded or who might have a hurdle within the institution in order to conduct a good research that can be accepted by these prestigious journals or well-established journals.
Just listen to what you just said. I can imagine many implications. First of all, that if researchers from Africa are not publishing as many researchers in the prestigious journals. That means also that the matters that are important to Africa researchers are not investigated, or if they are investigated mainly by people who are not in Africa.
Personally, I think it's just a capacity issue and also an attitudinal issue. If my research would be accepted by a prestigious journal, which is definitely, most of the time, not in Africa, maybe it's in the US or the UK, and I would feel great, and it will really mean a lot to my CV compared to if my paper is accepted within an African journal, for example. Our papers being accepted by journals overseas means a lot than being accepted by local repositories or archives. I've realized a shift these days. For example, during this pandemic, there's been a lot of research that has been funded locally and that has been published. I think most of them as preprint repository. Even Africa Archive has some of those preprints. And I think if it goes this way, I think it will change on our perspective about publishing in prestigious journals and also undertaking research. Yeah.
Africa Archive is a not-for-profit organization. Where do you get your funding from?
We have an open collective, yeah? A collaboration with Open Collective, where maybe other researchers who benefited from Africa Archive can decide on their own to support, even from $3, $5, yeah, and support an item. It's an open collective that is open to everyone to support the work that Africa Archive is doing before we develop a model of sustaining the archive.
Can I ask you, what is your field of expertise? What do you research? Tell me a bit about your work, what you do.
I'm a biochemist from bachelor's. I haven't yet started my master's, so I look forward to specializing in medical phytochemistry. Yeah, my day-to-day work is I'm a science communicator. What I do is organize science communication events. Within my country, I organize Pint of Science. Have you ever heard of Pint of Science?
No.
Oh, okay. The evenings of communicating science to the public. It's about sharing or demystifying science a non-experienced audience. So mainly I target indigenous communities and sharing knowledge across from indigenous communities to scientists and from scientists to indigenous communities. So it's more of a knowledge sharing through science communication and science engagement. And right now, we're just learning about how to do it online because we cannot now go to the community directly like we are supposed to. When we're doing science communication or science engagement, we focus on the needs of the community. So, for example, we have like COVID-19 right now, and in other parts of the country, we have flooding, and we can address like climate change and desertification and also planting or water buffering vegetation so that they understand the need, and also getting to know their traditional medicine that are very important for our lives even today. And other traditions are having it fading, but we really need it. So like to address how they're important. So sharing the knowledge between the community and the scientist and preserving also that knowledge. That's also one thing that we aim to achieve with Africa Archive by bringing a focus on indigenous knowledge. Mimi ni biochemist na mtaalamu wa sayansi. Kazi yangu ya siku hadi siku ni mawasiliano ya sayansi kwa jamii za wenyeji ambao hawana uzoefu wa kitaalamu na sayansi kwa lengo la ushiriki wa umma ambao ungesababisha uvumbuzi wa kijamii. Njia yetu inaendeshwa na changamoto yaliyomo.
Thank you so much. Your work is really important and incredibly interesting, you know. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Grazie, sì. Allora, buon lavoro and you take care.
Thank you.
Ciao.
You take care too.
Bye.
Ciao.